And we turn now to a couple of political veterans who've helped guide us through this long and historic primary season. Republican Tucker Eskew worked for President Bush during his first term and helped him get reelected to a second term. Democrat Mark Mellman is a consultant who's worked for members of the Democratic leadership. Hello to both of you.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
If I may, let me begin with you, Mark Mellman. Is the race finally over, as we seem to have just heard?
I think there's no doubt the race is over at this point. Our candidate gets nominated by delegates at a convention. Senator Obama has a majority of the delegates committed to him at this point. He's likely to get more in the coming days. I think even Senator Clinton recognizes the race is over. As you rightly said, she hasn't conceded yet. She said she wasn't going to make any decisions last night. She's been extraordinarily tenacious, extraordinarily effective as a campaigner. It's only natural she wants some time to talk to her supporters and gather her thoughts. But I think in the coming days, as Mr. Ben Holland said, you'll see her come together with Senator Obama. The race is definitively over.
Let's hear a brief clip from last night from Senator Clinton as she didn't concede.
I've been fighting for you my whole adult life, and I will keep standing for you and working for you every single day.
Tucker Eskew, say you were working for the Clinton campaign. This is a little bit of a stretch, of course, because you're a Republican. But what would your strategy be for her right now?
Well, I think she's going to try to get everything she can from the Obama campaign. I think she's going to try to leverage her relative success in the primaries into debt retirement and into a significant role. You could say it might be on the platform, but I think it's more likely to be on a visible role in an Obama campaign and perhaps even beyond, and if that were to happen. So I think she'll try to leverage this, and I think they'll be very aggressive about doing that and doing it very quickly. I'm not sure that Senator Obama's proven he has the ability to stitch this party together. He's got a coalition that leans urban, younger, and more ideologically liberal. He needs Senator Clinton's coalition, which is quite different from his, more rural, more Catholic, more union, and older voters. So I think he's desperately got to try, and I think it's a real test of leadership. He hasn't proven his toughness yet. He's got to have a tough negotiation with someone he needs by his side.
Well, one theory of how he might do that is to bring Senator Clinton onto the ticket. And yesterday she told New York lawmakers that she is open to being Barack Obama's vice presidential candidate. How likely is that, Mark Mellman?
Well, you know, there's no topic that generates more discussion and more fruitless discussion and speculation than the vice presidency. At the end of the day, this is one person's decision. It's going to be Barack Obama's decision. He's going to make that decision on whatever basis he wants. He's made it clear in his mind it's not going to be a political decision. And at the end of the day, the vice presidency, I think, from a political point of view, means a lot less than people tend to assume. We haven't had a vice president that's really made a big electoral difference in quite some time. So is it possible that Senator Clinton will be on the ticket? Sure, it's possible. Obviously, Senator Obama would be foolish not to give her serious consideration. I'm sure he will. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be his decision alone.
Just to you, Tucker Eskew, how do you see that? And just very briefly here, how strong of a ticket would that be?
I think it's ultimately a fairly weak ticket in that Senator Obama, I agree with Mark, will be the person at the top of the ticket. That's inevitable now, and I believe he has proven that he's got a coalition that doesn't serve him well. There are more McCainocrats, if you will, than there are Obamacans. Obamacans were the storyline 3 months ago, and yet today, I think Newsweek's poll shows Senator McCain drawing 2.5 times as many Democrats as Senator Obama does Republicans, and I don't think the shape of the ticket will affect that one way or the other.
Well, I think Mark Mellman might have an argument against that, but this will have to be continued later. Thanks, both of you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Republican Tucker Eskew and Democrat Mark Mellman. You can see NPR's outlook for the 2008 race. Make your own predictions at npr.org/map.